Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Catalonia opposed to the regional government's efforts to secede from Spain rallied in Barcelona Sunday. Last week, Catalans voted overwhelmingly for independence. In that poll, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was far less than half the electorate. Robert Velasquez was among the demonstrators on Sunday.
You have to follow the rules. You can't do by your own because that's not democracy. Democracy is sit and talk with the Spanish government and try to make a deal. If you can't make a deal, you can do what you want because that's not democracy.
Prime Minister of Spain Mariano Rajoy said he would not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. An embassy statement did not clarify the reasons, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S. Last week, Turkey arrested a U.S. consulate employee and Turkish national, accusing him of regular communication with alleged leading members of what Turkey has described as a terror network. In the Democratic Republic of Congo's northeast, militants ambushed a group of about 30 civilians, killing many of them near the Ugandan border. It's an area that has had massacres in recent years, leaving hundreds dead. The rebel Allied Democratic Forces, made up mostly of Ugandan Muslims, is suspected of carrying out the ambush. Human Rights Watch has blamed the group for hundreds of deaths in the region in the last 3 years. This is VOA News. Rescuers in the Syrian city of Marat al-Numan were picking through the rubble when they saw on Sunday the Syrian military airstrike a market there. At least six were killed when the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at 11. The city is in Syria's rebel-controlled Idlib province, which borders Turkey. Turkish forces have launched what President Recep Tayyip Erdogan calls a serious operation in Idlib, part of which are in the hands of the al-Qaeda-linked extremists, formerly known as the Nusra Front. Israel has arrested two Palestinians suspected of killing an Israeli man found dead last week. The motive for the killing of Reuben Shimlin in the Israeli Arab city of Kafr Qasim is not known yet, but officials called it a terror attack. Meanwhile, thousands of Israeli and Palestinian women arrived in Jerusalem after a two-week trek through Israel and the West Bank demanding a peace agreement. Among those participating in the Woman Wage Peace Movement is Israeli Vivian Silver.
We went through three horrific wars in the space of 6 years. At the end of the third one, I said, no more. We each have to do whatever we can to stop the next war. And it's possible. We must reach a diplomatic agreement.
Many of the 8,000 participants wore white clothing that was to symbolize peace. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is applauding what his country's gun laws are among the strictest in the world after taking in 51,000 firearms from the streets during a three-month firearms amnesty. After viewing surrendered firearms in Sydney, Mr. Turnbull referenced the Las Vegas shooting here in the United States that left 58 dead when speaking about his country's gun laws.
Now, it's vitally important that we maintain our gun control laws. They are among the strictest in the world. We've seen the shocking tragedy in Las Vegas. The killer there had a collection of semi-automatic weapons, which a person in his position would simply not be able to acquire in Australia. So we have strict gun control laws. We don't take anything for granted.
Prime Minister Turnbull said the firearms, which were relinquished in Australia, will be destroyed. Galen Rupp became the first American in 15 years to win the Chicago Marathon men's race. Olympic bronze medalist finished the course in a lifetime best, 2 hours, 9 minutes, 20 seconds. On the women's side, Ethiopia's Tirunesh Dibaba won the first marathon, hers in 2 hours, 18 minutes, 31 seconds.
That's the latest world news from VOA.